Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Friday to everybody. The sun's coming out. I'm going to the game tonight. All things are right with the world. George Mayhew is here eating fish and drinking margaritas.
Boy, it's a good day.
It's a good day, right?
I love these things.
Yeah.
And they know that we like margaritas. That's like the first thing, you know, that was visible when I walked in the door. So that's a good sign.
It's the way ICD is. they're gonna lube you up pretty good. So ICD is here for the final installment of the DGS Catholic Fish Smackdown. And I don't know if you guys know this, judges, but they are the returning champions. And I think we are going to make a new rule that the returning champion has to take sit out 1 year. And then they can return. And Gabriel Cardenas is here. He's going to be the spokesperson. And you showed me the coolest photo. I need you to send that to me so we can post it. But you guys have an actual poster of last year's Golden Cod.
Yes, sir. We were very proud to have won the award last year. So we made a poster at our main entry. So as all of our patrons come in, they get to see it. And, you know, the trophy's also on display. But, yeah, everyone is excited.
Well, if I die and I'm at the pearly gates and it's a real tweener on letting me in or not, I'm going to be like, have you seen the poster? I'm not sure if you've seen that poster.
Yeah.
Georgie, why don't you introduce your fellow judges here?
My cohort in crime, Cheryl Bear, my podcast buddy and close friend. Like
BFF.
I said, we really are. We're close today and close all the time.
They're starting to dress like each other.
It's getting a little weird.
Each other's sentences.
You're going to start riding a scooter.
Yeah, exactly.
And Holly Fan, who's absolutely the best. She's just so good at what she does, and she's just a very knowledgeable food person, and she's a darn good chef on top of it all.
Yeah.
Very nice.
How's that?
Thank you.
Well, Holly, let's start with you as you take a sip of your margarita.
This margarita is fantastic.
Good.
I will admit, I'm a little behind on the eating, so I'm going to let them start.
There you go.
While
you
I
dig
shove
in.
Food in my mouth.
Yes, you
quietly.
Dig in. Georgie.
So this is going to be tough. I was just talking to Andrew. It was St. Stephen, I think, where we were just a lot of superlatives.
Blown away.
We were, you know, a lot of nodding and like, oh, this is going to be hard to beat. You know what? They met their match today. This is really good stuff. You guys have outdone yourself. These we're talking about fish tacos, and it's like, is that really a fish fry thing? And the answer is yes. In the last couple of years, tacos have just, everybody loves tacos, and you have created something there that is unusual because you can put any kind of fish that you have into this taco. You've got a special slaw that goes on top of it. You've got this grandma's remoulade sauce. Grandma's not giving up this recipe, but
no,
I wish she would. And so you can have baked cod or fried cod, and you have some grilled shrimp that you made available, and what's the other one? Cajun catfish, which might be my favorite in this taco. So this is, I mean, you can do all those things a la carte if you want,
yes.
Or you can cram it all into a taco. This is, it's really good stuff. You also brought, other people bring desserts and cookies and things. Well, somebody made some fish cookies that are these, I guess it's a shortbread cookie that's got this beautiful icing on it. And this thing is like anatomically correct right down to the scales. And the eyes are perfect. The scales are perfect.
It's a boy fish.
Really?
The blue's a boy. No.
Yes.
Suddenly I'm jealous of a fish.
Anyway, high marks. And I stuttered, but I meant to.
Yeah, that's actually from one of our parishioners. So every week we ask for volunteers to bring desserts to help us sell. And it's just something to create the fellowship at ICD. And luckily today, we got these in, and we thought they were the perfect thing to bring in. So
nicely done.
Very nice. Cheryl, what do you think?
Let me tell you about this sauce. I am surprised you were able to pry this bottle out of my hand. It is so good. I have been putting it on everything. I started with the shrimp taco.
Even the coleslaw.
I dressed my coleslaw with it. Not really.
She's dipping fries in it right now.
But I'm dipping fries in it currently. We dipped a hush puppy in it a little bit earlier. It is so good, and it just really just sets you above so many other fish fries. That shrimp in the taco, though, that's what really got me, too. It's so snappy. I mean, you traveled 45 minutes to get here.
Yes.
And this shrimp had a great texture still. That's impressive. So I can't even imagine what it would be like fresh off the Blackstone. I think that's
where
you cook it, or fresh off the grill, however you're doing it. Just really well done. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, that sauce is actually my grandma's recipe, and she picks up the ingredients in the morning, and a couple hours later she brings it back, and it is a rave at our parish for sure.
Did you grow up on that sauce?
So she would make it, you know, periodically, but it's become more than we would have thought.
Yeah.
Maybe we should start selling it to the masses.
Yeah, she needs to bottle it.
Start
there are places
fundraising
in St.
More.
Louis that will do that for you, and I will happily buy a case.
That good, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't try it.
Cheryl, this is good stuff.
Well, you'll call it Holly's secret sauce, though. That's the problem.
What's this new label on here that's suddenly been added? I hope your grandma has documented that and is willing to pass it on when she wants to retire. Because
I'm sure she will. She knows how important it is to the fish fry.
Excellent.
Go ahead, Holly.
These fish fries are looking more and more, and this is what's so appropriate for St. Louis, because we are such a sort of high demanding city as far as what we like and what we expect with food. And it aligns with how much we are involved and invested in our local fish fries. I mean, this is ridiculous. You go to any other city, their fish fry layout is, this is what we have here is different. But this is a really good example of when a fish fry looks like it's run by restaurant and hospitality people and people who understand how people eat and what they want. And it's not just the same old, you're sort of evolving things in a way that people are excited about. I'm excited about it. But still giving people what they want. I have a feeling there are a lot of proud people that bring outsiders to your, or first newcomers to your fish fry with high expectations of impressing people.
Yeah, absolutely. We have around 1,500 to 2,000 plates that we serve every week.
That's
a lot of food.
That's about 260 people through the drive-thru, and then we also serve carry-out and dine-in. So we average around $30,000 in revenue a night.
Oh my goodness!
We built a little machine to make sure it all runs, effortlessly. But I actually run the fish fry, and this is the first time I've actually been away from it in 5 years.
Feel a little nervous?
Feel a little nervous, but I think I've trained everybody well enough that they can handle it all. But yeah, we are a pretty busy fish fry, and one of the things that we pride ourselves in is in our food, because our food and our service, if we can make those things good, then obviously the people are going to enjoy themselves and want to come back. And I think that's what we've grown, and that's why our revenue has grown. So we did $200,000 in revenue last year. We profited around 100, and this year we're hoping to we'll break those records this year, so we'll have another record setting year.
So, Holly, you're not only a chef, you're a CIA grad. If you made this spread, would you be proud?
Oh, my Lord, yes. Absolutely. I'll just take them to the spread and be proud. I mean, this is fantastic. I mean, this is next level. This is fantastic.
It's such a moneymaker. Have you guys thought of expanding this at all? You've got, like you said, you've got a well-oiled machine. Why not do it another month? Or
because all my volunteers would kill me.
Oh. Yeah.
That's why. So
and grandma.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So it is 100% all volunteers. We have about 120 volunteers every night. So it takes a small army to run this thing. But yeah, if we went any longer, I think my people would
Yeah,
go
we wouldn't
crazy.
See you again.
That's why those numbers are so good. There's no labor cost.
Yeah. So, Gabriel, introduce us to your cohorts in there.
So, I have Samantha Stern and Casey Larkin. They are part of our fish fry committee as well. We have other committee members, but they came last year, and they thought that I should come this year and kind of share some of the other facts with you guys to hopefully bring another one home.
So, what's your background in cooking?
I can barely cook.
Really?
Yeah.
Just an administrator?
Yeah. I guess I'm just, I can... just make sure everything runs right.
Do you have like a few dedicated chefs, so to speak, that really do all the cooking, or does it cycle in and out?
No, we don't have any chefs per se. I think people that worked in restaurants before, but not an actual chef that's telling us to cook it this way or cook it that way. It's just a lot of people that care. And I think that we've kind of evolved over the years to try to make things better. And that's kind of the one thing that we always want to do, right? We want to get better than last year. That's part of the grilled shrimp thing. So every year we just want to get better, and that's what it is.
And you guys can speak to doing 2,000 covers of anything in a night.
It's just insane. I know you've got one of the biggest parishes in the city.
Yeah.
And now you've got one of the biggest fish fries in the city. And we applaud anybody that does big numbers. And when you do big numbers and you do it well, that's like three times as hard. I mean,
we're only open 3.5 hours too. So
that's
nuts.
Insane.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember being in the restaurant business, and if you did 400 covers in a night with a full restaurant behind you, you were getting crushed. So, wow. Impressive.
Yeah, we go through 2 gallon tons of
margaritas
fish.
All by yourself at the end of that.
Yeah, we go through 2 tons of fish every season.
Oh, my goodness.
2 tons. So that's 4,000 pounds. Yeah.
Well, I don't get a vote, but that's as good of a piece of cod as I've ever had. Mm-hmm. I mean,
thank
it's
you.
Not just this time around. It was just absolutely perfect. So, well
awesome.
Done.
Yeah, thank you.
Give everyone the particulars about ICD and how they get this great fish fry.
Yeah, so ICD, we're located in Darting Prairie. Our address is 7701 Town Square Avenue Drive, right off of Old Highway Inn. Can't miss us. You'll see the big peak on our church as you are driving around. We're open from, this is the last one, but we're open from 4:30 to 8 o'clock. If anybody wants to stop by, come on by. We have drive-through, carry-out, and dine-in, and we will be ready until we sell out.
So we are going to award the Golden Cod next week, Good Friday. So you'll get a call or not, so you'll know beforehand. And judges, I do not envy you. This is going to be the toughest one we've ever had.
It's really tough. I mean, I know the last two that we've done, Holly and I were just, I thought these guys won't get topped. And now it's like, it's going to get interesting.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, judges. Thank you, Gabriel. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Thank you, ladies. Welcome back, guys. DGS, happy Friday. Beautiful out there. Rach and I are going to the game tonight. Kurt's going to meet us. My son Nick, Andrew's going. Should be a lot
nice.
Of fun. And I have to sneeze. So at any point.
Look at the light.
If any point, I'm just going to look at you.
Do you like Caroline?
Yeah,
I reflect a lot. I'm pretty
You're
bright.
My light.
I'm pretty bright.
Rach, can you do fast food news?
I would love to do fast food news. That's a great way to follow up the fish fry that we just did, a nice food.
It's going to be
hour.
Indeed a smackdown, right?
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah. I don't have any skin in the game and I'm nervous.
Okay. Dutch Brothers. Have you guys heard of Dutch Brothers? It's this drink brand. They do like drive through drinks. I know Andrew has heard of Dutch Brothers before. I don't think we have many in the St. Louis area. The reason I pulled this is because I thought it was very interesting. They have a new pickle flavored energy drink. It's called the Pickleback Rebel, and it's a blended energy drink with a pickle juice twist. I love pickles. I love pickle juice. I think this sounds amazing, but I figured some of you guys would want to throw up at the thought of
it. No, it's only the salt thing, the COVID salt thing for me. Other than that, I'm okay.
I don't know why anybody want anything tastes like pickles if it's not pickles.
Andrew hates pickles, but he's not in his little room.
Yeah.
Jersey Mike's is introducing a new Mike's Hot Honey Chicken Cheese Steak. So it's freshly grilled chicken cheesesteak topped with melted American cheese, pepperoni, onion, and Mike's Extra Hot Honey.
Nice.
All served on your choice of bread. I love Jersey Mike's. I just started getting
Never
it.
Never had it.
Oh, you got it.
Oh, it's so good.
You got to get it. It's really, really
so
solid.
So good. Yep.
Above the others.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy John's is still like my absolute number one, but Jersey Mike's is very, very delish. And now the biggest fast casual dining chain in the U.S., or biggest casual dining, I should say, is Texas Roadhouse. They just pushed past the longtime leader Olive Garden and into the top spot.
Which one?
Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, man. People love that place.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten there, but it looks really good.
You enjoy it.
No, it's fine. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
It's like a better Ponderosa.
Yeah.
And then they have the rolls and the
breads. Yes, they're very good.
Jack in the Box has launched a new Nashville hot menu, including Nashville hot popcorn chicken, kind of speaks for itself, and Nashville hot mozzarella sticks. Yum.
Okay. Here's the thing. I hate to tamp someone down when they're chasing their dreams, but Jack in the Box should just know their lane. I don't think they're about elevated food. I think that's for people who are really stoned late at night.
Well,
and there's nothing wrong with that.
If you're really stoned late at night, wouldn't you love a Nashville hot mozzarella stick?
I usually go for cereal.
Well, speaking of kind of stoner food, this kind of falls
into
that
category.
What if
they sold that at Jack in the Box?
I would order it on DoorDash.
Auntie Anne's and Cinnabon are launching their treats topped with Oreo pieces. This sounds so good.
Yeah.
I had Wendy's last weekend. Oh my gosh, 10 out of 10. I don't get Wendy's often, and when I do, it hits. And I got
Did you have the sun?
Yes, of course I had the sun of Baconator. But I also got the Cinnabon pull-apart dessert that they sell.
Oh?
Oh my gosh, so yummy.
Oh?
Well, now Cinnabon is selling their bun topped with Oreo, and Auntie Anne's is doing the same thing. Pretzel nuggets topped with cookies and cream sauce and crushed Oreo pieces.
Cinnabon is special.
So are Auntie Anne's. The two of them, they're like just different.
Elite.
They may still be in the malls, but I don't go to malls a bunch.
They are.
But man, when you'd turn a corner and you could smell it. Ugh.
Yeah.
And my final fast food news story. Wendy's, speaking of, has unveiled new Frosty Swirls and Frosty Fusions. Listen to this. The Strawberry Frosty Swirl is a velvety Frosty blended with strawberry sauce. The Caramel Frosty Swirl is the same thing, but with caramel ribbons.
I'm picturing squirrels.
Making them.
And the Brownie Batter Frosty Swirl is a luscious chocolate Frosty infused with brownie batter flavors crafted for the ultimate chocoholic.
We have 40 seconds left. What is all of your favorite frozen treats from fast food places?
Oh, probably a Blizzard from Dairy Queen.
Hard to beat.
Really, any flavor is going to be amazing.
That's probably the good one. It's either that or just a really good shake from Steak and Shake.
I got to jump in here.
Yes.
I have been doing Fish Fresh stuff, so I haven't been a part of this segment at all. But Burger King has a Hershey's chocolate and whipped cream pie that is out of this world. No one knows it exists. You got to buy the slice at Burger King. Yeah.
Look at that.